Time for Hot Cares now. And we have Odette van Staden on the line, who has spent much of her life serving others as a captain in the South African Police Service. But earlier this year, and after months of serious health complications, Odette has found herself in a life-threatening medical crisis and had to undergo urgent kidney surgery. But that operation, I'm very glad to say, saved Odette's life, but it also left her with an overwhelming amount of medical costs at a time when she is grieving the recent loss of her life partner and trying to focus on recovery as well. I'm speaking about you, and you are listening to us, Odette. So let's get you to join in the conversation here. First of all, good afternoon to you, and welcome to Hot Cares here on Hot 102.7.
Thank you for giving me the opportunity.
Yeah, it's only a pleasure. Let's talk about this situation where you fell ill with this life-threatening crisis. When you first started to feel ill, did you realize how serious this was becoming, Odette?
Well, to tell you, I did not realize I was actually having problems with my kidneys. How it started off, about a year ago, I started having blood in my urine. I did go to a doctor maybe 3 times. Follow-ups, I've been diagnosed wrongly because they said I had a bacteria or a parasite. And with times, the blood did go away, but it just returned. And in the beginning of May, around there, for 3 weeks at my house, I was struggling. The blood came back. But I was not sick, if I can put it like that. I was still mobile, going, had severe back pain. And I had no indication whatsoever about any symptoms of any kidney problems. That's why we did not think about the kidneys.
Yeah.
Excuse me. And then I was crawling in my house and praying, because then suddenly I just couldn't walk.
Wow.
I was bent forward totally. And then I got in my car.
You got in your car after crawling around your house?
At some point, I managed to get into my car.
Wow.
And I drove to my sister's house. Luckily, that's not far from me. And I said to her, I'd rather die here than die alone at my house.
Wow.
But everybody who saw me then said to me, you are so bleak. So because of all the blood I've lost, you can imagine.
Yeah.
I looked like this.
Wow.
I felt like this. And I can tell you today, I was knocking on death's door.
Odette, that's a very honest conversation that you've had with us. And it must be.
I'm telling you as it is.
Yeah.
And
we must have
decided no more of this. And she said, let's go to another physician. There, he looked at me and he said, Odette, the first thing you need is blood transfusions. And you need about 4 pints of blood. And somehow, my sister, me and her daughter, we managed to do an x-ray. And a lot of blood tests was done. And he was looking at a picture on the x-ray, and it had 3 spots on it. And he said, it's not blood in my stomach, because it goes at the back of the stomach. And then there was another little blurry thing. And he said to my sister, I'm concerned about her kidney. I want her kidneys to be checked out. It was showing a mass. On the x-ray, it was showing a mass on my right kidney. Please excuse my coughing in between.
That's okay.
And since that day, he's spoken to a urologist. It's that what you call them in English?
Yep.
A doctor. And he said, I must come in and come see him immediately. My sister and I went, all dragging and wheelchair, using my mom's wheelchair. And he said to me, Odette, it shows the mass. But he can't say for sure what's going on there. We'll have to remove the kidney. Great. So then we got all the quotations and stuff for the hospital and all the necessary things that will be needed. They quoted me for 10 days in hospital. And then he said, actually, you should go into hospital. Also, the first words, you need blood. And because I don't know if you know, blood transfusion takes about 4 to 5 hours.
Right.
One.
Right.
Fine. And that takes time. So the amount I was needing at that time was about 4 days. Before that, I actually, when Dr. Nell said, you'll have to give blood, you can go to the private hospital. But they gave me blood. And they said, but we can't keep you here. It takes too long. So they transferred me to a state hospital. Oh, my goodness. What a story to tell.
Wow. Odette.
You feel bad for those people.
I just want to pick up where you've left off there about the amount of time that you spent in hospital. This is not obviously something that you chose. You didn't know that it was your kidneys. You desperately needed blood. You were weak, and as you just said to us, you literally were knocking on death's door. This entire process has pulled you through to a point now where you are actually feeling a little bit better. Am I right in saying that?
I am thankful. Because let me tell you this, that the doctors who I've spoken to and who treated me, you know, I must tell you, God is good. He opened doors for me. They quoted me less on their personal accounts to accommodate me. And the 10 days was also what he thought would be best for us to go through. So, yes, if it wasn't for the blood transfusion, I wouldn't make it, because he says, I have to have the blood before it touches me.
Right.
And that's why he said 10 days. And it was 10 days because he did not even put in the day for ICU.
Odette, I'm going to pause you there and just say one thing to you. You've been left with a huge medical debt, which has been linked to this operation.
Oh, we have not even received half of all of them.
Yeah.
It's the hospitals, the doctors, it's the pathology, it's the blood testing people. Oh, they're starting to pile up, and you know they are getting anxious because I feel you have to pay them. You cannot just slide it.
Odette, I'm calling today to tell you that Hot Cares and our audience who have donated so generously to Hot Cares would like to step in.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Bless you all.
I'm just going to let you know that
you're going to make me cry now.
You're okay. We will be assisting.
Because I was looking into freeing some of my money of my pension fund to try and just give something back. Oh, no.
Odette, we're going to be assisting you with the outstanding costs that are associated with that emergency kidney operation, up to the value of 100,000 rand. Okay?
Oh, God bless your soul.
Our hope really...
Someone tells me God is not a medical worker, then they don't know what they're talking about.
I just hope that it gives you some breathing room to remove some of that financial weight.
Does.
Yeah.
It does, because now I've got to go and see the oncologist, which will decide on which medication or treatment I will be getting. Is it chemo or will it be those other things? I don't know. I still have to go see the oncologist because he was also not available until the 2nd of July. of his own personal medical health.
Odette, we just hope and pray that you that your journey to health is an easier one than you've had at the moment.
You cannot imagine, you know, the Afrikaans people say, elke druppel in die emmer. So every little cent I am so thankful for, because it takes a lot of burden off my shoulders.
Good. We're grateful for you. Well done. Keep strong and keep healing the way you have. Heart Cares is going to help you with some of those bills up to the value of 100 grand. Odette, well done.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you to you all of the bottom of my heart. Oh my God, bless you all.